Should Australia look to Ireland when it comes to a referendum on same-sex marriage? In November of last year, Ireland legalised same-sex marriage after a referendum to change the country's constitution was passed. Ireland was the first country to legalise same-sex marriage by popular vote, with almost 2 out of 3 Irish citizens voting to recognise marriage irrespective of the sex of the partners. So is it time that Australia followed suit with a referendum on marriage equality? We're joined by Irish comedy queen Panty Bliss to find out more. Good morning, Panty. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little hoarse this morning, but other than that, all good.
That's okay. Now, of course, you were a big part of the marriage equality debate in Ireland. How did you feel when it was eventually passed late last year?
Well, obviously, it was a big undertaking, you know, any referendum is, so it had been 6 months of hard work. So obviously, there was a great sense of relief and all of that. But I will say that although I wouldn't recommend a referendum, because it's a sort of a risky strategy, and if you don't get the result you want, you might have to wait another generation to have another go at it. But at the same time, I think doing it by referendum is a much more powerful way of doing it, because once the whole country's had a debate about it and you've all discussed it endlessly and then voted on it, it's sort of a done deal then. People can't complain afterwards that maybe it was something that was brought in by a political elite or whatever. You know, if you do it by referendum, it's not. The whole country, you know, makes a decision about it. And so in that sense, it's much more powerful, I think. And it feels that way afterwards. I think the gay community in Ireland, when we got a yes result, immediately felt much more comfortable in their place in the country, if you know what I mean? Because the whole country had a say in it.
Absolutely. And so take us back to the debate that was happening at the time. What were the arguments against bringing it? What were people saying why it shouldn't get through?
Well, the arguments against are very familiar. I think whatever these discussions come up. So a lot was brought up about children, even though in the Irish context, that was, you know, that was a total red herring because that was dealt with under separate legislation. But you will have people who will, you know, claim that, you know, that somehow it'll be damaging to children to have it if they're being raised by gay parents or even to see the gay families.
And of course, you are in Australia to give us a helping hand, I guess, in some ways, to help marriage equality here in this country. What do you make of the current situation here in Australia?
Well, to me, it's very reminiscent of where Ireland was before our referendum. The same arguments are being made, the same discussions. Then, you know, the naysayers will be saying that the sky is going to fall down and that dire consequences will come from it. But, you know, in fact, what happens is marriage equality is introduced and everything continues on exactly as it was before, except for a small number of families in the country are legally protected in the way that they weren't beforehand. God, I have to excuse my voice. I'm so terrible.
That's okay.
Yes.
Now, obviously, it's the Mardi Gras this weekend, and I wanted to get your opinion on this because Sydney, you know, self-described and has been described by others as the gay capital of the world, yet Australia in some ways seems to be quite backward because we don't have marriage equality yet. What do you make of that sort of weird contradiction?
Well, you know, I think lots of countries, you know, have these sort of weird contradictions or dichotomies in them. I think in general, certainly in the larger cities, Australia is a very welcoming and open place for gay people. That's been my personal experience of it. But I know if you leave the cities and you go into smaller towns, you'll find sort of more trenchant opposition. But, I mean, that happens everywhere. Yeah. And sometimes I think the anti-voices are sometimes louder than the sort of the people who don't care. And in some ways, I know you're gearing up here to have a plebiscite about it. And although that can be sort of a painful and sort of annoying experience, you know, sort of a six-month-long debate about it, I think actually it's healthy to just air all of the views, no matter how, you know, horrible some of those views may be. It's good to just air out the laundry, have a big open discussion about it, and then make a decision on it. I think it's healthy in the long run.
All right, we'll let you go. Abba Panty, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Well, thank you for letting me croak at you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That is Panty Bliss, Ireland's accidental activist and comedy queen on Australia's lack of marriage equality.